Polls showing the governor's race here in Washington State too close to call. We welcome Republican candidate for Governor Rob McKenna, our state attorney general. Thanks very much for being here, Rob. Appreciate you making the time.
Well, thanks for having me back, John.
Okay, now, the last time Washington State, I understand you're going out to the University of Washington today for a rally.
That's right.
Well, the last time we elected a Republican governor in the state of Washington, I was out there at the UW as a student, heading Students for Reagan. So it's been a little while. Kirby Wilbur was chairman at that time of the state Young Republicans, back when Kirby Wilbur was a young Republican. So we're looking at a long dry spell, and a lot of people think you're about to break through and end it.
Well, I appreciate that. It has been going very, very well. And, you know, all the internal polling and other private polls we're seeing have me in the lead, as did the Elway poll recently. So that's good. But it's all within the margin of error. So we are working very, very hard to make sure that every Republican, independent, and Democrat who's supporting me is actually getting out to vote, because this really will come down to who has the more successful get-out-the-vote effort.
Well, I know that a lot of people, and I want to confess here, the Carlson family pulling out all the stops, my wife Lisa volunteering throughout last week and into this week, getting out phone calls with the objective of making sure that Rob McKenna is the next governor of Washington State. You had a big end of bus tour rally there on Saturday night as well. So people can still make a difference in your campaign if they want, and get out there and make phone calls.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have phone banks running all over the state, including one in downtown Bellevue at the King County GOP headquarters. We're operating up in Everett at Sean O'Donnell's building on 128th. And, of course, we're down in Puyallup, as well as all the other locations. And these phone banks are crucial because they're calling voters who are have already been identified as being Republican voters and asking them to get their ballots in. Democrats got their ballots in earlier this year, John, than the Republicans did. We could see that in the, as the ballots came back in. And we need our voters to make sure they do get their ballots in, whether they put them in the mail or just take them to one of the many drop boxes that are available where they can simply hand them in.
Let me ask about what you will do if for some reason things work out really well, and we know the winner of the governor's race on Tuesday night, and the winner is Rob McKenna, what do you do Wednesday morning?
Well, we'll start meeting with people that I'd like to involve in my transition team. We'll organize the transition effort, department by department. So we'll have a transportation department transition team, a department transition team for the Department of Ecology, and the other major agencies. And we'll, basically put together a transition committee. You know, when I became Attorney General the day after I was elected, I organized a team that included Slade Gorton and Norm Mailing, and then they helped me recruit others to serve on that. So it's a stepwise process where you put together your inner circle of people to help you organize the bigger group for the transition.
We are looking now. The way I have portrayed this is I really see Washington State government going in a new direction. That we, just as we are looking at a new direction for the federal government in the presidential race, we are looking at a new direction of state government. And I notice a lot of people who might be supporting President Obama are voting for you, because a lot of people in both parties seem to really be fed up with the status quo with this legislature and governor.
We're really seeing that. You know, we have a whole group in Seattle. They call themselves independent voters for Rob. They've been putting up yard signs, bumper stickers, plastering Capitol Hill with posters. And these are people who are planning to vote to reelect Barack Obama, but they're strongly supporting me. And they're doing that for two reasons. Number one, a lot of them are small business owners, and they're absolutely fed up with just being crushed by state regulation, taxes, and other costs. And they just can't believe that the state has actually been increasing those burdens during the worst recession of our lifetimes. And secondly, a lot of them are really concerned about underperforming and underfunded public schools. They'd like to be able to send their kids to school in Seattle, for example, or other public schools, and they just feel like they can't do that or just aren't confident enough to keep their kids there over the long run. So these education activists and these small business activists even those supporting Obama have been coming over in droves, and that's why I have a lead in this race.
In fact, so much enthusiasm across party lines that I guess they even found a Metro Transit union employee with your yard signs. I assume they were handing them out. Here, let's go to the audio.
Metro Transit has launched an investigation into complaints of a worker actually tampering with some of those political signs you see. Pictures right here show the uniformed worker with Rob McKenna signs in his hands. It's unclear at this point if he was taking them down or trying to protect the signs, but Metro Transit says it has a very strict policy against employees engaging in political activity while at work or in uniform. One angry McKenna volunteer just wants to make sure everybody's following the rules.
And that was the guy who reported the Metro employee who, again, the spin is, no, he was trying to protect the signs.
Oh, my God. And it's just the cynicism and lying is just appalling. You know, I had volunteers out putting up my signs in the Soto area of Seattle. And, of course, people aren't used to seeing Republican yard signs in Seattle. And apparently this uniformed Metro employee was offended that we would actually exercise our First Amendment rights in Seattle. So he was trashing our signs. We had, you know, our volunteers, including a large number of Asian American volunteers from the International District, had been out putting these signs up, and they come back around, the guy's grabbing them all out of the ground and piling them up. So the fact that they would even pretend that he was doing anything other than destroying the signs just shows how far the other side will go to win an election.
Well, the other thing I have noticed is you usually want to end a campaign on a high note, with a positive taste in people's mouths. And I've noticed the last ad that you're running, which I think is one of the best ads you've got out there, where you're just looking in the camera and talking about the stakes and why you're running and why you think it's important. And then I'm listening to the Inslee radio spot.
Mm-hmm.
That uses the voice of, I guess, what is supposed to be a Disney character complaining about you going down to California, traveling on the taxpayer's dime, et cetera, et cetera. And there's just a completely different, they're still basically punching away, which tells me that their own internal polls cannot be that confident.
Yeah, that's exactly right, John. Their polling is showing the same thing that my polling is showing, which is that I've been pulling into the lead. They've been falling farther behind. Inslee's negatives are very high. As you know, the downside to running negative ads is it drives your own negatives up. So his positive to negative ratio is at best is 1-1. But he obviously feels he has no other choice. And also, this is what he's comfortable with. You know, he's a creature of Washington, D.C. He's been in Congress for 8 terms. This is what he knows, is to attack, always to be negative. It's exactly the kind of attitude that has produced the partisan paralysis in D.C. that we're all so fed up with. And now the guy thinks he's qualified to be governor. So it's completely in character with him to end on a nasty, bitter partisan note, because that's really how he's operated throughout his political career.
And while I think that Romney is going to pull the race for president home, again, it's still too close to call. I have to tell you, I really feel good about your race. And I think that if everyone pulls out all the stops and makes sure they, contact that last neighbor and friend to make sure the votes are in, I really think you're going to make history tomorrow night.
I appreciate it, John. Thanks. And thanks to you and Lisa for your great support. I've really appreciated it, and your listeners as well. And, everyone who's listening to this ought to be remembering the 2004 election.
Yep.
When it was decided by 133 votes out of 3 million after they found a couple thousand convicted felon votes, after King County kept finding votes behind the door. So anyone listening to this who still remembers that ought to be out talking to their friends and neighbors, their own kids. There's no excuse for not voting, and anyone who cares about the future of the state has got to get their own ballot in and make sure those people around them do the same. And if they know someone who's still undecided, the key is to ask that person to vote for me for governor, because it's important to them. Not for me, but for them, for their families. If you make that personal ask to an undecided voter, you'll be amazed at how often it works. And if we do that, I agree with you. We're going to win this thing.
Rob McKenna, you got a busy day ahead of you. Thanks for taking some time to be with me this morning on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Thanks a lot, John. See you tomorrow.
All right. That is Rob McKenna joining us. When he says see you tomorrow, here's what he's referring to. He's going to be at the Bellevue Hyatt tomorrow. I'm going to be at the Bellevue Hyatt broadcasting. You are invited, too. at all. I'm going to be out there at 6 o'clock. Most people are going to be showing up around 7 o'clock or so. They're going to start reading the returns beginning at 8 o'clock. Again, that is tomorrow at the Bellevue Hyatt Main Ballroom. You're going to want to be a part of this. It's going to be a great time.